Abstract submission for the 6th Nanoscientific Forum Europe 2023 is now open. Join this European SPM meeting and be part of exciting talks from the nano research field, practical hands-on sessions, and a thrilling social program in Barcelona's Flair, hosted by ICFO, Barcelona, Spain. See you in Barcelona in September 2023.
So my name's Drew Evans. I'm an associate research professor at the University of South Australia. And my day job is as a materials engineer. So working with a range of thin film materials, looking at their performance and manufacturability, and really trying to figure out how we make some cool scientific discoveries, but then very quickly get that out of the university lab and into the hands of industry so they can make some product. So that is in essence what it is I do and what my team does here.
Okay, that's your day job. You specifically said it's your day job. Okay, interesting. Awesome. Could you explain your science in simple words, like 5 lines, really, really simple words?
Yeah. So we work, the research I do is looking at the optical, electronic, and mechanical properties of a whole bunch of materials that you can apply as thin coatings. So that is, we use pretty much techniques that industry would use to make thin coatings. So similar to, I would say, paint, but not paint. Mm-hmm. So we work with metals and polymers in particular. And it's, I guess, on a really fundamental level, it's understanding how all the atoms and so on go together in order to get the unique properties out the other end, and then understanding how those unique properties actually mean something to someone in industry that's trying to make a product, whether that be in automotive, agriculture, biomedical, renewable energies, really whatever they're looking for, we'll try and work backwards to figure out.
Okay. That sounds super interesting. Awesome. Well, are you having fun with it?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I one of my passions is to see science and engineering impact on society. So I'm really, really fortunate to be at that interface between really nice scientific discoveries, but then also working with people to try and turn that into something that someone, you know, and the average person, if there's such a thing on the street, would actually get some benefit from.
Mm-hmm. Hello, listener. I hope you enjoyed that snippet. And please note, we have a special training coming up on the March 22nd, 2023, 12 p.m. Europe time, so Berlin time. It's about navigating Twitter as a scientist. So if you are a scientist who is curious about the world of Twitter and don't know how to get started, do sign up. Link is in the description.